farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Goat and Sheep Farmers Association to host annual general meeting and later or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Warning, warning, warning. Climate change is happening. We got to do something, no doubt. To the world, we're calling out.
A long time we are upset the ecology.
No climate change is a reality.
No strange weather changes all year round.
We can't stop it,
but we can slow it down.
Small islands will feel it the most. Especially the people them with the pondy coast.
We're losing the reefs and the beaches. Flooded in a coastal community.
Global climate.
The Goat and Sheep Farmers Association will be hosting its annual general meeting today, March 19, at the Boulders Agricultural Research Station in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. The meeting is scheduled to get underway at 10 a.m. and is open to the public. President of the association, Ken King, says the main purpose of the meeting is to discuss the way forward for the body.
What has been happening is that, as you know, we're using about 80% of imported goat and sheep meat, so to speak. So we're trying to see how best we can start producing, so make a dent in that figure. And the other part of it is the value added regarding the milk and cosmetics and stuff that can be made from the goat and the use of maybe the fertilizer from the manure. We're very linked to the possibility of utilizing intensive type operations, because with the advent of those properties being most farms being used now for housing, they're far less farmland. And not only that, the animals can't roam anymore. So we have to start looking at them like over your chickens or geese.
Mr. King says guest speakers will include Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Hugh Graham, and Head of the newly formed Predator Larceny Prevention Unit, Deputy Superintendent Kevin Francis.
Those people should bring us up to date as to what's going on in their respective sections and industry.
He is also encouraging women and youths to get involved.
There is a lot of room for farmers, especially, you know, the women farming are very important. And by extension, once they get involved, the kids will benefit more. So we're hoping that the new concepts, women and children will be more encouraged to participate. But with the cheese making and your yogurt and that sort of thing.
President of the Goat and Sheep Farmers Association, Ken King. Mr. King has also disclosed that an office for the association is being set up at Boulders Agricultural Research Station and a website will be launched in coming weeks. For more information, call 862-5154. And now for our proverb of the day.
Same knife where stick sheep, stick goat.
And this means, be careful of people who make uncomplimentary remarks about others. People who gossip about others will one day gossip about you.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anjui James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.